Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
The stakes are so high. What did I say about the stakes? They are so high that a false step, one wrong step, and one consistently remains in it. What it costs, the cost is the soul. Will you withhold your surrender to the plans and purpose of God for your life till another day? Should you not do business with God today? Those of you who are not married, to ask God that you marry rightly, so that you have no undue distractions as you attempt to focus on God's purpose for your life. Those of us who are married, to say, Lord, help me to live for more than paying bills. Will you surrender? I want you to talk to the Lord. We are seeing how the age will end, and yet you have an important part. There's a very important part that you have to play. For there's what God has written concerning you and me, concerning your destiny and my destiny. There's what God will have us do. But if you have not given Him room to do whatever it is that He wants to do with you, what happens to those who you are sent to? Should God replace you so that others can do what God needs to have done? If He replaces you, then why will you be alive? And if you are alive, will you have His backing? I want you to tell Him, Lord, I want to genuinely surrender to You. I want to live the kind of life You want me to live. I want to follow Your plans and purposes for me. I want to go through this world in peace and at peace. I want to live on the basis of Your purpose for me. I want to become what You want me to be. For I know the thoughts that I think towards You, thoughts of good, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give You a hope and a future. Lord, help me as I come. Help me to surrender the things I'm struggling with. Help me, O Lord my God, in Jesus' name. Help me to live on the basis of Your law, on the basis of Your instructions. Help me to be one who copies just Your example. Help me to become like You, even in the name of Jesus. Let Your will be done. Let Your purpose for me stand. Let me become what You wrote concerning me. Let me not waste my life. Let me not waste this time that has been given to me. I came here in furtherance of Your purpose. I came into this world in furtherance of Your purpose. I may not even fully understand it yet, but teach me, Lord. Lead me by the hand to live for You, so that on the day that You are counting Your treasures, I can be counted amongst them. All to Jesus I surrender, until to Him I freely I will ever love and trust Him in His precious, forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. In the name of Jesus, hold us to our vow in Jesus' name. For those of us who are married and have children, we surrender our homes to you in Jesus' name. We surrender our children. Lord, let none defile their innocence in the name of Jesus. Lord, pay all the bills in the name of Jesus. We surrender our spouses to you. We surrender even ourselves to you. Lord, be with us in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord my God, to live on the basis of your purpose for our lives, even in the name of Jesus. Those of us who are not married, Lord, be with us in Jesus' name. Those of us who are not married but are in relationships, Lord, if it is in your will, keep those relationships in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord my God, not to be distraction one to another in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord my God, that we will live, that we will leave this place with an assurance and a decision to live our lives for you in the name of Jesus. To bring as many people as possible into the knowledge of this truth, so that at the end of it all, you will reward us for having lived well, even in the name of Jesus. Let our feet be on the narrow way in Jesus' name. Give us grace to follow Jesus all the way. Thank you because you are faithful. We appreciate you, Father. Father, lastly, we pray for Nigeria. Nigeria will rise to become what you want it to be among the committee of nations. Lord, you have plans for this country. Lord, despite all the machinations of hell and all the schemings of our politicians, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us be seated. God bless you. We stopped at the white throne judgment, that after the millennial reign, Satan comes up again, and after he comes up again, he is now taken and is thrown into the lake of fire. I want us to read, because that's what leads immediately to the white throne judgment, and that after the white throne judgment is the renovation of the heavens and the earth. I want us to read Revelation chapter 20 from verse 10 to 15. Revelation 20 from 10 to 15.
And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophets were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
May God give increase to the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I promised us when we finished the first session that we are going to start with question and answers, okay? Because I know a lot of things must have been said that we need clarifications on, okay? But I just wanted to tie where we finished, okay? So that we can easily move on when we are done with the question and answer session. So the floor is open. If you have questions from the first session, you can ask now.
My question is, I think it's two. The first one, the devil himself will be captured. Yeah. But I want to understand how, because it's not as if we can see him now. He doesn't have a form now, like we can touch and say, we can only imagine that, okay, definitely with the effect of what we have seen, there is a devil. So how will he now be captured and thrown into the bottomless pit?
Good question. But let us open the Bible so that you can see from the Bible. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20, from verse 1 to verse
3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit.
Yes.
And a great chain.
Yes.
And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer, until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while.
Amen. Does an angel have a form? Do they have hands? Do they have a head? Do they have legs? Do they have wings? Now, that something is not visible to the physical realm that you're in, doesn't mean that in the spirit realm they are invisible. Do you understand what I said? In the spirit realm, what is invisible to naked eyes, they are not invisible. Because in their own realm, it's like a material realm just like this. Do you understand? Except that we are not on the same plane of existence. Do you understand? Or you don't understand? Or you are trying to understand? You understand? Okay. So, in the spirit realm, Satan has a form. Because it's just an angel. Even though an archangel. Another angel can lay hold of him. And that's what scriptures say. There are chains that are spiritual. You'll be captured the same way you capture somebody. Do you understand now? Because it's spirit beings in his own plane of existence that will capture him. That's how it will happen. And that's what scriptures say. You said you have a second question.
My second question is, the subject that will be left after the rapture, there will still be some supposedly believers, but they were not raptured.
Billions of people will be left after the rapture.
Okay, and some of them will collect the mark of the Antichrist, some will not, and they will die. Okay, my question is, after...
Some will not and they will die. What are
no,
you talking
some
about?
Will not collect, yes. And they will be killed.
Yes. Whoever will be saved, because it will be a period of persecution for whoever says he wants to identify with Christ at that time. And in fact, most of them, it will be by beheading. They will be beheading them.
So my question now is, now, it will get to a time where the people that have the mark, there will be battle of Armageddon, and Jesus will come with the saints in heaven, they wipe them off. But would there still be some other people? Would there still be some other people that they have not received the mark and they are not dead?
Of course not.
Because this is where I'm going. Those are the people that will form the subjects after during the millennial reign,
yes.
Because there will be physical people on earth,
yes,
and they will reproduce.
Yes.
Is that the set of people that is going to be on the be on
the
earth?
People who will not receive the mark and who will not be killed, most of them because maybe they are hiding and all of that. Okay, they will be the ones that will be the subjects. But amongst them are people who also didn't receive the mark but treated the people of God badly. Because if not, there's no basis for saying that some are sheep, some are goats. You understand? It's that set of people. Those of them that have received the mark of the beast, at the coming of the Christ, they will perish with the rest of all the satanic people. Because they are already in, you know, they're already, how can I explain it now? They're already neck deep in. They can't come out again. There's no salvation for whoever received the mark of the beast. So we're not talking about them. We are talking about those who didn't receive the mark. But some, in order to save himself, threw them out. You know, didn't hide them, didn't protect them. I mean, the people of God. You understand? Accounts are being written against even such people. You understand? So they are the ones that will be...
those are the ones the Bible recorded in Matthew, that they will be sheep and goats. Now,
yes,
the goats will go to their...
The sheep are those people who helped God's people, and they are the ones who will be the subject of the kingdom. Remember that the eternal purpose and plan of God is that man will replenish the earth. Okay? Now, the saints who have been glorified, Jesus told us, will no longer marry. Do you understand? So they constitute, or we will, how will I be saying they? We will constitute a class of people. Do you understand? Who are not marrying nor giving in marriage anymore. But the purpose of God must stand. We are more like the ruling class. There has to be a class that procreates. You understand? So that billions and billions of people will still be upon the earth.
Finally, after the procreation of the, I don't know if I can call them saints, that were not, that didn't receive the mark.
Are you talking about the subjects of the kingdom?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now,
that's physical people who enter into the kingdom.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they will procreate and everywhere will be filled again. But after, at the end of the millennial reign, the devil will be released again to come torment the some people.
It's not tormenting, it's tempting.
Tempting them. So what will happen to those that saw everything that happened? Because they would not die.
Yeah.
What, like, for instance, I want to set an example. You have seen something and you have given birth now. Those things, I'm very sure you will tell your children about it.
And tell their children's children and children's
children. So what is going to happen to... to the tellings and warnings and the rest.
Can I ask you a question? Did Israel see the Red Sea open? Did it take a week before they rebelled against God? Did it take 1 week? It didn't take 1 week. That a man saw a miracle doesn't mean that he's not still rebellious. And that's why the final probation for humankind is the millennial reign. Do you understand now? That's why the devil was shut up for a while. So that when he's released, you see, God doesn't want to have zombies. If we say to him, I love you, Lord, and we are all programmed to say so, you know, in heaven, I will be sounding, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. No emotion, no anything. And he's only saying that because that's what he's programmed to say. That's why God doesn't want zombies. He wants people who will be able to reflect and see what God has taken them to. Baba, I love you. Who had options to go back but refused to go back. Do you understand it now? That somebody saw the tribulation happening and all of that doesn't mean he's still incapable of rebellion. No. Still capable. Although I want to believe that most of them will not because of what they have been through. But those, they are children who just had story. Even when they are seeing the living Christ. Is it not that person that is full of love in Jerusalem? I don't think he can kill people the way they are saying. And by the time the devil is released, those of them that were only tolerating that righteous reign will rebel against it.
During those times, Jesus will be there.
Jesus will be there alive.
Now, the devil
Jerusalem.
Will be released.
Yes, that's after 1,000 years. So, after
where will Jesus be then?
He will be there in Jerusalem.
Then the devil will be released. In his presence will be deceiving people. Like, you would see it. I'm just saying.
Ruth, is even now that Satan is free, is it in God's absence that he's deceiving people? That it is physical to you doesn't mean it has not always been physical in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is, you see, there are cities that are spiritual. Horses. You know, whole civilizations that are spiritual. Do you honestly think, like the scientists, that those other planets are not inhabited? By you, that... You understand? They are inhabited now. There are angels and principalities and powers, kingdoms, dominions. You understand? In their own realm is physical. You are only saying physically because now it's all physical to you. Do you understand? But it had always been like that. It had always been physical. Okay? Hallelujah.
Those that will remain on the earth, there will be those people that the tribulation saints.
No, that's not what I said. Tribulation saints will be killed. You can see them in Revelation 20, verse 4. They will be killed. It appointed unto man to die many times.
Once.
But the ones on the earth that remains, maybe in hiding, when the Antichrist and all the wars and everything is happening, won't be killed.
Okay.
They are normal, natural people like me and you. Okay? The tribulation saints are people who, after they missed the rapture, yes, but they have given their life to Christ now, and they are not going into hiding. Okay. Do you get the idea now? They want to stand their ground as Christians. And because they are standing their ground, the government of the day, which is the government of the Antichrist, will start persecuting them by killing them.
So what you're saying is, for the 10, how many years is that? 1,000 years.
Yes.
There are people that can actually hide for 1,000
years. No, that's not what I said. The tribulation period is 7 years.
Okay, for 7 years.
And they are not in hiding for 7 years. It's the second half. Because see, when the Antichrist comes, according to Revelation chapter 6, from verse 1, he comes with false peace. He comes as if he's coming to solve all the problems of the world. So most would be deceived to follow him. You understand? It's in the middle of the 3.5 years that he starts to show himself for what he is. Let me tell you this. What happens to the whole world when all of a sudden millions of people disappear suddenly? Social order will break down. Do you understand? So a man has to rise up all over the whole world to be able to take charge and say, no, don't worry, there's no problem. We can pull through this. It's just another natural disaster. And people will believe him. Do you understand now? The nations will give their powers to him, because Satan would have given him his seat. Are you getting it now? Remember that the nations, the way they are now, all of them are on the Broadway. Is it not so?
That's cool.
So it's very easy for Satan to just continue from there with them. But by the middle point of this tribulation, when his clone now sits in the temple in Jerusalem as God, that's when the nation of Israel will revolt, that they cannot worship a man. Then war will break out. You understand? Meanwhile, even in the 3.5 years, there will be wars also. But you know, the same way, even now there's wars. It will be like that. But the major breakthrough, breaking point for the whole world starts at that 3.5 years, when he removes that mask before the whole world, and he comes out as the devil that he is. And then they start to kill Christians and all of that. Do you understand it now? That is the period when people begin to hide. Okay? So it's not 1,000 years. The end of that period ends with a battle, the battle of Armageddon. You understand? So people who have been in hiding for those 3 or 3.5 years are now the ones that the king sends his saints to go and bring out. The people he's sending to bring out are people who have been perfected. There are people who, when you are hiding, they know where you are. If your door is locked, they can enter through walls. Just like Jesus, when the door in Jerusalem was shut by the disciples because they were afraid of the Jews. Remember that when the saints are raptured, they now share his image. Philippians 2:29 says that. It says, can somebody open it for me? It's there in my head. I can't bring it out. But have you understood up to that point? 2:29, what does it say?
It says, receive him therefore.
1:29. Philippians 1:29. What does it say? Don't worry, that's not it. I'll look for it. It's there in Philippians. I'll just look for it now. Where you are reading it for unto you, it is given unto you in the behalf of Christ, not to suffer. I mean, not only to believe him. That's not what I want. What I'm looking for is the scripture that says we shall bear his image, because he will be like him. But it's there in Philippians, either 1 or 2. I'll look for it now. But you can ask your question now, so that we can save time.
Sir, but we've been taught that the scripture in the book of Matthew that you talked about, that it will be the saints that God will judge like that. I was actually thinking that by the time we get resurrected, or by the time we get to heaven, God actually will be judging those people, like, you know, I was hungry. But you're saying the saints won't be judged that way.
From what Jesus said, he said, when the Son of Man shall come, he will sit upon the throne of his kingdom. Is that not what he said? And that he will call all the nations. Huh? See, the law of biblical interpretation is this. Take it literally. If they say nation, take it as what? Nation. And then you won't have any problem. It's only when the language is symbolic, that's when we look for the symbolic meaning. Do you understand? But most of the times, the scripture is literal. So you take it literally the way it is. Now, will saints be judged at the judgment seat of Christ? Yes, we will be. You understand? But the basis of our judgment is not how you treat one person or the other. That is for those who survive here, the rest of the nations of the earth, to determine who will enter this millennial kingdom and who will not. And that you were born in the millennial kingdom doesn't mean one will be in the eternal kingdom. Remember that Satan will still be released, and when he goes out to deceive them, those who follow his deception will be lost with him. Okay? The scripture I'm looking for is the one that says, "We shall change our vile bodies unto the body of his glory." Philippians, what is it? It's 3:19. Look at me. I said 2. Can you read it, please? No, you are reading Thessalonians.
Oh.
Okay. Who shall change our vile bodies? That it may be fashioned like unto his own glorious body.
According to
his working.
Whereby is able. Even to subdue all things.
Unto himself. So he will change our bodies to be like him at the time of rapture. That's what 1 Corinthians 15 was also talking about from verse 50 to verse 53. That says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed." Okay? So that change, that transformation is how we will become like him. It's the same thing that the Bible was speaking about in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Oh, how great is the love that the Father has for us in that we are called the sons of God. Okay? And so are we, even though the world does not know him. But when he comes, we shall be just like him. Okay? Can somebody read that for us very quickly before we move on? 1 John 3, 1 to 2. Quickly now. Beloved.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us. That we should be called children of God.
Yes?
And so we are.
And so that's what we are.
The reason why the world does not know us is that it does not know him.
Yes?
Beloved. We are God's children now.
Yes.
And what we will be has not yet appeared.
Yes.
But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
For we shall see him.
Because we shall see him as he is.
So when he appears, as he comes to take us home, we will be changed and transformed and will be exactly like him. You understand? Now, it's those glorified saints who will be in the ruling class now, since they are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, who will rule over this kingdom. So, no matter where you are hiding, you can't hide from people that are perfected. People that are exactly like Jesus Christ, who could enter or pass through walls and all of those kind of things. So, they will bring out everybody. That's why I'm telling you, admittance to the coming kingdom, so nobody can mistakenly enter. Huh? Things are fixed. And yet, the only impediment before man is even not really the devil or the world or sin, but man's own choices. Man's ability to choose what he wants. That is actually his own. You know, you can do whatever you like. So you know. Because it is man's day. Amen. But a day is coming that's called the day of the Lord. That is the millennial kingdom. And the day is coming that's called a day of God. That is the eternal kingdom. Okay? At that point, men have no choice to do whatever they choose to do. But now is the day of man. Man can choose whatever he wants to do. Have I answered your question? Huh? Okay, the next question.
Okay. Abraham, the subjects. Who are the subjects? I want to understand. Are there the people that you said escaped the 7-year tribulation of the Battle of Armageddon?
Yes.
I am thinking
there are
that
from the nations.
They are not qualified to be in the millennial kingdom because they didn't go through the torture.
Okay.
That they were hiding. I want you to throw more light. I'm confused.
Okay. He said, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion." Even in their hiding, they had faith. What did I say? even in their hiding, they had faith. Just like Rahab, who, even though she hid them secretly and did not openly tell other inhabitants of Jericho that, yes, what these people are saying. Do you understand? And yet, when destruction came, she was preserved because she had faith. In the same way, that's what will happen to those people. You see thousands of people disappear. Government is trying to explain it away anyhow. But you know that born-again chap that used to come around used to tell you that one day is coming, they are going to go. And they also told you that an Antichrist will come. Then suddenly a charismatic leader will come. Don't think he will look like the devil. No. He will be a man wearing suits. The whole world will love him. Are you getting it now? So they will be suspecting that this guy, is this not that Antichrist chap that this other people are talking about? They start stockpiling food. Do you understand? All of those things is being done because one way or the other, they are almost lost since they didn't go with the rapture, but they had a chance. They could still exercise their will. Do you understand? And so in exercise of their will, what would they now do? They choose that me, I will be saved. And wherever I will hide, whatever I will do, I will do. Now, they will have grace. Why would they have grace? Because in the purpose and plans of God, He wants humanity to replenish the earth. Do you understand it now? And because God is God and His plan cannot be faulty. Remember that even we that make it home, what took us home? Is it our works? What will take us home? It's simply our faith in Him. Even that your faith, if you don't have grace, can you have faith? If you don't have ability that God is helping you to believe Him, can you believe Him? You can. Because what I'm telling you about, none of us have seen it before. But I believe in more than life because I know it's true. How can I explain it to you that it's true? There's no physical way of explaining it. For the Bible says about faith. It says now, faith is the substance of things that are not seen. It's the evidence. Substance of things that we haven't seen and the evidence of things that we... What am I saying? You are confusing me. Of things that we hope for. The evidence of things that we haven't seen. Okay? So, you can't explain a faith in a physical way. There's no way you can explain it. It's spiritual. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't. You understand? But Jesus, speaking in prophecy, said when He comes, He will call all the nations of the world. And in the book of Isaiah, we know that the bulk of people in the world would have been killed because of all the natural disasters, all the evil that will happen during the Armageddon. Okay? But He said when He sits, He will summon all that are left. So I believe Jesus, that people will be left. You understand? That's the basis of our belief that people will enter in. And because in the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us that all the nations of the world and their kings will be bringing their glory into New Jerusalem. So we know it's physical people all over the whole world.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8030-58, 080-813-385-36. 080-7455-8177,
081-4099-1321. Or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life